Blog Talk Radio.
Caught up. We've been off air for a couple weeks because of school and class and
Derek, what's going on? It's good to be back.
Oh, yeah, it is, Tasha. It's always refreshing to get back on the air with you and discuss what we discuss and just kind of not think too much about what's really at hand, such as what's going on with the election and other issues in the world that we normally get on and elaborate on and kind of bring some insight and some closure to not just for ourselves but for others as well. So yeah, I'm so happy. Anytime we get together, Tasha, you know how we do.
Absolutely. I missed you last couple weeks, Derek. I had a little anxiety, but I had to take care of my students.
Oh, yeah, you know, it goes both ways, and you know how we both feel about that, and, you know, it's a priority thing knowing that if, you know, you got your students there that depend on you, and, you know, I just got a new job here recently that I've got a client that I work with that has autism that I'm going to be doing some stuff with, so, you know, we both have our own things that we have to do, and that may be priority, but when we get together, it's all good when we come online and talk.
Absolutely, and congratulations. That's awesome, Derek. How are you liking the new job?
Oh, I love it, Tasha. I love it. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps as I'm explaining how much I like it right now. You know, it's so much that we take for granted in life when everything is going in the right way for us and being in a way that we don't have to worry too much about certain situations health-wise or mentality wise, and then there are those who aren't as fortunate as us that we don't take into consideration sometimes, and it just makes you feel good to know that you're there, and you know, having the humanitarian background as such as you and I have, and knowing that we're here to help others and not be a part of negative bad situations in life and just helping situations makes it all the difference in the world. And I love it. I love being a part of the community of the special needs community and knowing that, you know, that racism, that craziness, that bickering stuff is not even in the vocabulary when it comes time to be in the population that I am. That goes for the coworkers, it goes for the parents, it goes for the clients, especially the clients, you know, they have no animosity, backstabbing ways whatsoever and to even think about them. It just makes you wonder, you know, who are the real good people in life and what that entails. So, you know, I'm just ecstatic. I can go on and on, but we got a show to do.
Well, that's awesome, Derek. We appreciate your work that you're doing in our, especially in our special needs community. For those of you out there who don't know, or many of you do know, Derek has a special needs daughter and who has or niece who happens to be my daughter. Elle and I have a special needs daughter, and we're just so grateful for all the work that you do in helping children and adults like Asia and Kevin. And it's just a special place in the world for you and people like you, Derek. So we truly are humbled, and we appreciate it, and we know that you are going to do so very well in this line of work, and congratulations again.
Well, thank you so much. Well, it's just this, and I know we'll get to our program. I like to brag about having a 46-year experience working with this community because, you know, it goes way back into when I was 12 years old. I worked at a YMCA camp, summer camp, just outside of Tucson, which is where I grew up, in Oracle, Arizona. And when I was 12, I spent a number of years as a camper at the camp, YMCA camp. And once I got to be 12 years old, that was the year that I was able to become a junior counselor at the camp. And I was able to be there for the full summer of a nine-week program. And of that nine-week program, two of those weeks were designated as special needs camp slot. And that's when I fell in love with it and knew from then on at age 12 that this was going to be my destiny, you know, and here I am today, 46 years later. So here we are, you know, and I think if I live to be another 46 years, I'm going to be still doing the same thing.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. 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 I just want to say quickly, if our guest is on the line. Ms. Ellis, if you are on the line, just press option 1. I just sent you a message. Not sure if you got it, but just press option 1, and that'll let us know when you come on the air. I failed to tell you that when I sent you the message last week. So just press option 1, and that'll let us know. Okay, I see that you're on. So thank you so much. So, Derek, we got an awesome guest today, one from the Meredith Etc. family again, and we're so happy to have Miss Faye Ellis with us. We're going to bring her on here in just a moment. She is the author of a book called Death by Association. And, Derek, I tell you, that title alone is something else, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess it says it all right there in the title, you know, so it's one that's grabber. It grabs you right off the bat.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So we're going to ask all of our guests, please help us welcome Ms. Faye Ellis. Ms. Faye, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Dr. Meredith, how are you?
Yeah, good to have you on.
Yeah,
it's nice to be on.
Derek and I. Yeah, so we here at Tuesday Talk, Ms. Faye, we're all, if I may call you that, we're a family. We appreciate and love on all of our guests that are on our show. We are broadcasting internationally. If you're listening online, blogtalkradio.com/liveloveLaugh. If you'd like to ask our guests, our author, Ms. Ellis, a question, or if you have a question for either Derek or I, just call in. The dial-in number is 323-642-1299. Again, that's 323-642-1299. Press option 1, and that'll let us know that you have a question. So without further ado, I want to allow you to take the floor, Ms. Faye, and tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and your upbringing in that, and then we'll get into your book.
Okay, well, my name is Brenda Ellis. That's my name. I live in the Jackson, Mississippi area. I was born and reared here, did some traveling. I actually am a nurse, and forgive me because I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm a registered nurse, and I've done some traveling. I've gone to the California area, did traveling. I've been a nurse since the early 1970s, enjoy the field itself. I have four children. I have one son, Anthony, and I have three daughters and four grandsons and two granddaughters and one great-grandson, actually.
You're quite busy, huh?
I am very.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your service as a nurse. For me, my personal opinion, and I think Derek would agree, that anybody who works in the medical field are also servants. And so I just want to thank you and congratulate you. That's an awesome history that you have and an awesome history of service, nonetheless.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. So, Derek, I'm going to let you go ahead and start with the questions for today.
Okay. I was just interested to know, you know, just as Dr. Parker Meredith and I were discussing the title for your read. What transpired in you coming up with the title for your book?
Okay, well, let me just say that actually this book was written by my son, Anthony Ellis, Death by Association. This is the second of two books that he has written. Let me just say this one, because my son has spent a lot of time, you know, incarcerated, even as a young child, you know, got in some trouble, not really trouble, but got into drugs and you know, just kind of led him. So what he wanted to do was help his mom, because as I foresaid, you know, I stand by my children. I never upheld them, you know, in anything that they do wrong. But as long as my children, and I'm sure that a lot of mothers, you know, and fathers can agree that as long as your child is trying to do something right, you know, we stand behind them and we support them. So he wrote this book in order to try and, you know, do something, give back to the community, just, you know, pay some back some things that he, you know, has done to correct some wrongs that he has made. So he wrote this one actually while he was incarcerated, and it starts out, it's a murder mystery. It occurs in the Memphis, Tennessee area, which he was there most of his, you know, his life. He was there the majority of the time of, you know, of his life. And so he just decided to write a murder mystery. So it's dealing with, when we say death by association, which is a title that we came up with, because there are several deaths in the book, and they're pretty much associated, centered around just one major event. And I'm not going to tell the whole story about the book because I want the listeners to be interested enough to get the book, but there is a seasoned officer or detective who is pursuant and finding out what the connection is in this book. You know, I mean, the connection is between the murders. And at the end, he does. And the surprising part to that is we work with people and we never know who we work with.
That's interesting. So now you say that your son, during his incarceration time, do you know what inspired him to come up with the idea? Was it just something that he had always had an interest in doing in writing, or had you ever gotten into the psyche of what he transpired him into actually writing the story itself?
Yes, well, he has always had an interest in writing, and even as a young boy, you know, going through some things, he always had an interest in writing. So it was just one thing that he came up with, writing a murder mystery, and he reads a lot of, you know, murder mystery. The authors who write a lot of them, John Grisham, a lot of the mysteries that he has written. So he just came up with this idea about a murder mystery, because he, you know, he's into that, you know, writing that type of books. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can relate. I too am a writer, I grew up basically, you know, we have a parallel there because I pretty much would have a fascination of writing and putting mm-hmm. stories on paper and that. So I can relate to that. So yeah, okay. I commend him. Great, okay. That's excellent.
Amen. That's awesome. That's wonderful. So thank you so much for sharing that. Your son Anthony wrote the book, so I had posted that you had written the book. So I apologize.
Yes, ma'am, and it's quite
that.
Okay.
Sorry about that. So, like Derek was saying, as far as the inspiration, because I want to come back to your son being incarcerated, if that's okay, in a second. But
oh, yes,
I want to piggyback off of what Derek okay. was saying as far as what inspired Anthony to write. So what was his process in writing? Because there's a lot of people out there who want to write books or want to become authors, and you know, I think that's a huge accomplishment for Anthony to have been able to write, number one, but also to write it while he was incarcerated. I think that is wonderful. So can you just share like what Anthony's process was for our listeners out there who may want to write a book?
Well, let me just say that Anthony prior to had no experience, you know, in writing, but it was just something that he wanted to do. And as a child growing up, I can tell you that Anthony has always been able to do whatever he set his mind to do. And that's what I always told him. And I know him because I know that, you know, you can do anything that you want to do once he set his mind to do it. So he just kind of put some things together, read, you know, some books to get a format as to, you know, how to put it together. And he could have gone with other, you know, genres of writing, but he felt like the murder mystery because it probably depicts some of, you know, his life, you know what I mean? Some of the things that he's gone through, being incarcerated for several years, and let me just say he's, you know, lived out on the street. So some of the characters in the book kind of depict some of the things that he's gone through. in life, you know, because of, you know, his some of the, you know, errors in life that he's made. So he just, you know, felt like a murder mystery would be, you know, the key. And I know, I do realize that a lot of people, I work with a lot of people, and they're always reading, you know, murder mysteries or, you know, those type of books. So he just felt like it would be something that he could give back. He really wanted to give back to, you know, his family, the community, in such a way, you know, because of some of the things that he's done in life.
Okay. That's awesome. Again, I commend Anthony on his book. So you told us a little bit about what the book is about. It's a murder mystery, and you talked about the different characters in the book.
Yes.
I noticed that on the cover of the book, it says that volume one is retaliation, and then volume two is deception. Can you just tell us a little bit about the two volumes and the difference between the two, retaliation and deception?
Yes, ma'am, I can. In the volume one, the retaliation is actually, we can say, payback, because there are things that happen with some people in the book, and I'm not going to tell everything, but years ago. And, you know, sometime when we do things in life, we don't think about the things that we do. But what we got to realize that when we hurt people, some people never get over hurt. Some people never get over things that happen in young ages, as a, you know, a young adult or even a teenager. So this one particular person was holding a grudge all these years, and the retaliation was payback in a way because of what happened to her. So and years had gone by, actually, and when the murder started happening, no one could put it together. But there was this one detective, as I said, he was determined to figure out, you know, what's the connection, what the connection is between all of these murders. And then, of course, the deception, as I said, we work with people, but, you know, you don't know who you're working next to, you know, because a lot of people put on a lot of false pretenses. They, I might say, wolves in sheep clothing, you know. So it's just shocking to realize that as we grow older, the things that we don't forget, and as we grow older, the things that we remember, and the vengeance that we have toward others. You know, I think it's very important from reading the book to learn to forgive, you know, and some things we have to put behind us. Unfortunately, there's this one particular character that really the book is pretty much centered around, who did not forgive, and she carried a grudge for years and years to come.
Absolutely. I'm going to let you go ahead and jump in there, Derek.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, in whatever the case may be, people have a tendency sometimes, depending on the individual, how strong a person that they are, or how forgiving they can be. And you hit it on the head when you said being forgiven, being forgiving.
Right.
You know, the thing is I'm glad he captured this into a book, because there's a lot of people out there that could possibly read this book that it would deter them from being and catch them and thinking, well, gosh, he's talking about me, or that could be me, and maybe it'll be an inspiration to get them out of that, and that's what we need so much more of, you know. That's what, it's just a matter of doing that and putting it out there and just kind of planting a seed.
And actually, that could really apply to any one of us. I know in some of my younger years, you know, I trusted in a person or people, you know, and they kind of let you down. But you have to learn to get past that. You know, some things you never forget, but you got to learn to move past, you know, certain things in life too. Because we're learning now in my profession, I'm learning that life is too short. You know, I see it just almost on a daily basis, and it's not just the older people, elderly that's, you know, dying, losing lives, or, you know, tragic things are happening too. It's teenagers, it's young adults, and it just behooves us, you know, when things in life happen, you know, move past that, you know, and learn how to forgive. And unfortunately, forgiveness was not one of the things that, you know, happened.
Yeah. Well, that is something that more so now than ever before, because of where we're at in life. You know, there's so much
going on.
And people
right.
just, I think people are, yeah, it's just like, I think in the most part, I think, you know, much of what you said is just, it's touching base with, I'm sure, with a lot of our readers. I think that just about everyone has gone through something or is going through something in their life at
this
moment.
True.
You know, and,
right.
and it's just, you're right. You just never know. You never know what someone's going through. You never know.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people, you know, hold things in, and I've read the book, and, you know, reread, and I'm thinking it's almost like reality, because people do hold things in, you know, more so than not. You know, very few people are able to just let go of tragedy, or, you know, hurt, or, you know, things that have happened, you know, and I can go back to, you know, teenagers, or, you know, young adults, you know, they carry that, you know, a long ways, and sometimes you think that they have forgiven you, and they may be your best friend at some point in life, or you think, hey, you know, well, you know, I'm forgiven, you know, we're good, and it doesn't always turn out to be that way. You know, you just never know what a person is thinking, even though, you know, you're communicating with them, and, you know, you're having an enjoyable time, you know, together, you know, sometimes, and you just think, hey, everything's cool, but, you know, what is that person actually thinking? You know, so as I said, it's a very good book, and it's very what am I trying to say? Give me a word. Very exciting, very on the edge. I'll put it that way. I've had some of the people who, you know, got the book reading it in like 2 days, you know, because it's a very, very good book. One could not put the book down. And
wow.
So, as I said, Anthony, no, he wrote another book, and this is the second of the books, and I think he, not because he is my son, but has done a tremendous job in putting this together. And let me just add, I do appreciate Meredith for what she has done in this too. So we could not have done it without her. And my hat goes off to Meredith McGee, MeredithEtcetera.com. For putting this book together, and she's done a fantastic job with it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes, we love Meredith McGee, my cousin
yes.
here. I want to give Meredith a shout-out on the show. We've had a few authors on for Meredith, et cetera, and we just appreciate and love Meredith for, you know, introducing you all to the Tuesday Talk Show so that we can, you know, give you all support and love on you all and get your books, you know,
right.
out there to our readers so that other people can learn about the book and also support it. And so I wanted to ask you, because you said something, you know, about your son, and you said, I don't say this just because he's my son. But I want to ask you, because he's your son, how did it make you feel as a mother, seeing that book with your son's name on it and knowing that your son is a published author?
Well, it made me feel really good. Like I said, despite of, you know, some of his faults, and we all have them, I support my son as well as my daughters. So, you know, it's very exciting to me to try to get it out there, and this is what I'm working on. And let me just say this, because he say, Mama, I wrote this for you, so you got to put it out there. So I am between working 12-hour nights in my daytime, I'm, you know, trying to get the book out, constantly, you know, bringing it up on Facebook, you know, to my friends, because I'm not because he's my son, but because it's a good book. And I think once you know, people start reading it, I don't think they're going to put it down until they finish reading the book. We do have some authors who, you know, wrote some interesting things about the book, who read it, you know, while it was being in the process of being put together. And I do appreciate those authors for, you know, their input on it. So, as I said, it makes a mother or dad, you know, feel really proud to know that, you know, your son can do something of this nature, or even a daughter. Any parent is proud when their children accomplishes something, you know, in life that's helpful. And not to say that if they don't, you're not just as proud of them, because every mother knows her children, and everybody has the capability of doing something, even if they don't. So it's our duty as parents to encourage our children to do, you know, set their mind on good, and know that they can accomplish anything that they really set their mind to do. And this is what Anthony has done, and he was determined, you know, to do this. And I might add that it didn't take him 3 or 4 years to put this together either. He, you know, the time that he spent, you know, in the locked up, he just spent those hours every day writing. And I think that's for a book of this magnitude, for him to write it in a matter of months, it says a lot. So.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That is so awesome. So let me ask you this, before you tell us where the book can be found and the cost and all of that,
okay.
Is Anthony writing anything else?
Well, you know what? I think he is, but he won't tell me that. Everything he does is pretty much a surprise, but I know he's working on something from, you know, what he, you know, how he give hints out or whatever, but he won't just come out and say it. So, yeah, so I look forward
okay.
to the next one.
Likewise. Well, tell me how, and also I want to say, if there's anybody on the line that has a question, please press option one. I know I saw one caller had pressed option one, and I wasn't able to get to you in time. So if there's anybody on the line and you want to make a comment or ask a question, please go ahead and press option one, and I will pick that up. Okay, I'm gonna pick up a caller here, and then I'll let you tell us the information about where the readers can find the book. So,
okay.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Welcome to Tuesday Talk. This is Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith and the Derek Gale Shelton Show. What's your question or comment?
Oh, yes. Hello, Dr. Meredith. This is Meredith Coleman McGee, the publisher.
Hi.
Of
Publishers.
Oh,
hello.
Hey, Meredith. Perfect.
Hello.
Perfect. Get us all on at one time.
Just,
good job. All
yes.
Right.
I had to just mention one thing. Anthony personally
yes.
told me that he wrote these books as a gift to his mother, who has supported him. It costs a lot of money to support someone who's in and out of jail, and I thought that was an admirable thing for him to do. And I also wanted to say that a friend of mine who lives in Florida who reads James Patterson, he's a best-selling fiction author, he said that, you know, people like James Patterson have to do extensive interviews to get into the minds of criminals, and he wrote this about Anthony, Inviting Death by Association, Anthony Ellis has followed the first rule for authors, which is choose a subject matter of which the writer has broad background and knowledge. He wrote about the details of prison because he talks to people that behind bars that have done all kinds of things, and you can see it in this book, Death by Association. And the other thing that you see in Death by Association is also you see a multi-million dollar criminal enterprise, which is a part of the murder problem, the problem of the motives of the murders.
Mm-hmm.
And also you see a lot of real things, like, for instance, the conflict of interest of a detention officer making money off of the prisoners, charging a lot for cigarettes,
wow.
Just things like that, charging a lot of money. It's the this is fiction, but the complexities of it is just so real and just so unimaginable to a person in the public that knows nothing about the life inside behind bars. It's a great great. And also, by him being a prisoner, I think, who has tackled the art of being of writing and being an author, I think that if we could support him when he gets himself together, that could keep him doing something positive as opposed to doing something else, because he really has launched a whole new career. And his first book we typed for him, and it was told so many great stories about prison and inside. It reminded me of Soul on Ice, which was a best-selling book that Eldridge Cleveland wrote, in the 70s about prison. He was one of the Black Panthers. He has an incredible gift to write in such a way that you can see what's happening. He's blessed. He's truly blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gonna leave you all alone, but I just had to mention that.
Oh, thank you so much. We love and appreciate you. We appreciate you so much, Meredith.
Okay, then I appreciate you all, and y'all have a wonderful day. Hello, Brenda.
Hey, Meredith.
All right, then. Well, I'll see you guys later.
I knew you were going to be my backup. She is just so great.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you. All right, y'all have a good one.
You too.
Okay.
Likewise.
All right,
bye-bye. So, Brenda, you just tell us, please, tell our listeners where they can buy the book and how much it is, and if you have a website or anything that you want to give out.
Yes, ma'am. Well, actually, the book can be done on purchased through MeredithETC.com/Death by Association, and the paperback is $15.98 and the hardback is $24.98. Also, I do realize that a lot of people don't just buy books, but you can do the ebooks, and you can also get it through Barnes and Noble's in the hardback, or like in the ebooks. If you don't purchase books, but and that's where you can buy the book at, through Meredith, MeredithETC.com/Death by Association.
All right. Well, wonderful. We appreciate you being on the show. I pray that the book is blessed and that it will reap a financial benefit for all of y'all, especially for Anthony. And we just pray much success over the book, and we appreciate you being on the show today.
Okay,
Amen.
And let me just say thank you so much. Without you, I could not have done this. I just appreciate everybody helping because, you know, we just got to learn how to help each other. If we don't help each other, who's going to help us? And that's what I always, you know, try to tell people. You know, we got to support each other in, you know, whatever. I do realize that Anthony is a young author getting started, but as I said, you know, we got to get started somewhere. So I just appreciate you. And, you know, for having me on your show to discuss this. And I'm looking forward to a lot of people, you know, purchasing the book because it is a good book. And
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, like awesome. To say, thank you. And I will be listening in to your show from here on.
All right.
Oh, awesome. We appreciate
yes.
that. You can either call in or you can click the link and listen online. And we're on every
okay.
Tuesday at 12 o'clock Eastern.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're
have
welcome.
A super day, okay?
And you too,
thank
and you all be blessed.
You too.
Thank you. Likewise.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, what a awesome show. We're going to talk about a few things that we have, a few real world events that we have going on right now. I'm going to talk about the what's going on with Secretary Clinton, presidential nominee Donald Trump. So we are going to just take a quick break, and after that break, we are going to come back and we'll finish up the show.
Substance to what the guest has to bring, and it gives us a chance to really bring out with our questioning of the idea of what we can transpire into being something important to for our listeners and ourselves as well, because every guest that comes on, I get something out of for sure. I'm sure you do as well. So this is great.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, before the break, I was saying we're going to talk about a couple of real world events, and I am going to do that here in a minute, but I wanted to just talk a little bit more about the book and I guess the circumstances around the writing of the book. I thought it was really interesting that Anthony wrote the book while he was incarcerated, and then you know, we didn't get into you know, the things that Meredith was talking about as far as the you know, what happens as far as, you know, what goes on in prison, but we've talked about it before on the show. And I think that I'm going to pick the book up myself. I'm going to order it this week from Amazon, but I just think it's interesting when you make the connections. You hear you have an author who was actually incarcerated, who wrote about some of the things that he's experienced and wrote about, you know, how the guards are charged astronomical amounts of money for things that they're selling, commissary items, if you will, and phones and all kinds of stuff goes on in prison. So it's just so interesting that now we have someone who actually wrote a book who's on the inside. I think that's phenomenal.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, unless he personally had that experience, then we would. We really wouldn't. And then you get something from the inside. It just kind of shed some light on a lot of things, and kind of, as I say, put some fat on your head about something and giving you some knowledge about something that you otherwise wouldn't know because you hadn't experienced it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, and speaking about making the connection, we talked about prison and politics and that before. I wanted to just talk, Derek, a little bit about election before we go today. What are your thoughts on what's going on? You know, I got home yesterday. I was in Atlanta. I was home with the family, with the nieces over the weekend. And to God be the glory, I had such an awesome time. But I didn't watch any news. In fact, I don't think we watched any TV because we had so much fun over the weekend celebrating Asia and hanging out. But I watched the news last night and realized it seems like, you know, I haven't watched the news probably in a couple weeks, but it's been at least a week. I probably watched it last week. But it seems like they're talking about the same old when it comes to the election and politics, Derek. So, you know, what is going on now with these emails again?
Well, just as you say, you know, every day it's a new story and a new episode into something else that you just got to shake your head vigorously to, Tasha. Supposedly, there's some more emails. Comey, the FBI director, has all of a sudden decided to come out and say that there's some more emails that need to be looked at as far as Hillary Clinton's so-called corruptness or whatever. But this has to do with Anthony Weiner and his wife within the system now, as far as using some emails. And it's a bunch of mumbo-jumbo kind of thing because really nobody knows what's going on. And the guy decided to come out with this, with guess what? It's 7 days left for the election.
Just
which
before the
really
election,
no merit.
Right.
Yeah, and there's really no merit to what he's saying. He's saying that, and it could be the same emails that they've already looked at, and it's like, you know, what is going on? It's not bad enough that we've already got issues on the table that we're trying to sort through. Then here comes another wrench in the machine, you know? So it's a lot about nothing, and you know, it's something that you almost think that there's a ploy there to mess up the election process, you know. And it's just getting on my nerves a little bit, Tasha. I'm to the point now where I'm just like, you know what, we may or may not have who we want in office, and we're just going to have to live with it and take it upon ourselves not to let it interfere with us personally as much as possible. It's crazy.
Yes. It is crazy. Did you do early voting, Derek?
Hello, Tasha, you there?
Yeah, I'm
Hello?
Here. Can you hear me?
I didn't hear the question. What did you say now?
Oh, I said, did you do early voting?
Oh, yeah, Becky and I, you know, we live outside, you know, in an area in Escondido. I mean, we're kind of like about, you know, I call us the San Diego hillbillies because we're way up in the hills of San Diego. So where we live, we're kind of like out of the area of having to go to a polling place. So we were mailed our ballots, and we were able to vote by mail and send them in. So we've already voted.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes, I already voted as well. I voted, I think it was last week, Monday. Or two
yep.
weeks ago now.
Yep, that's two.
So,
yeah,
I'm excited about it. I want to encourage everybody to get out there. Do early voting if you can, or if you know you cannot, you absolutely cannot get out on next Tuesday. Please make sure that you get out and vote. We're going to have a live broadcast next week, and we'll update you. We'll talk a little bit about the elections. Of course, the election will not be over by the time we have our show, but it will. As a matter of fact, Derek, maybe we should do our show next week on Wednesday instead of Tuesday, and if that works for you, and then we can talk about the elections on Wednesday.
Yeah, actually, that works out good because, as a matter of fact, you know, my participant, there, you know, we call it's a client, but we term him a participant in the program. My participant is an individual who doesn't feel too good about getting out any earlier than 11:30. So, I mean, even if I schedule him next Wednesday, it'll be plenty of time if we start at 9 my time, you know, yeah, and then noon your time.
Okay.
We keep the same time. I'm actually, any day would work as long as we keep the same time frame, because I really don't have to meet up with him even on days that were scheduled any earlier than 11:30 my time.
Okay. Awesome.
So
perfect.
If you want to go Wednesday, that's fine.
We'll do a special Tuesday Talk Wednesday show.
Yeah, there you go.
Just for the elections next week. So I'll make sure that I post it on Facebook and I'll tag you in it and we'll put it all over social media. So we're going to have a special post-election show next Wednesday instead of having Tuesday Talk. We'll have, what do we call it, Wednesday Walk.
Yeah, there you go. Wednesday, what happened
we'll
to the election? Wednesday, what day?
Wednesday,
what up?
I like it.
Wednesday,
what up?
Yeah. Yeah.
What up,
there you go. What up, Wednesday? Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. So, awesome. So, we'll talk more next week, Derek. We're going to discuss the elections, the post election, and we're going to have a new president by this time. Well, not by this. Yeah, by this time next Wednesday, 12 o'clock Wednesday, not next Tuesday, but Wednesday when we talk. I'm excited, Derek. We're going to have a new president either way, one way or the other.
Unless we have like a hung type thing, we're so close to call and we will not have it by then. You never know. It could
happen.
Oh, my
goodness.
Happen.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want it to be close. We don't want it to be close, that's for sure. Either way, we don't want it to be close, so we don't have no people acting crazy.
Right. Well, I have enjoyed the show today, Derek. As always, you were awesome. You're always awesome. We appreciate you. We love you. I missed you all for the last couple weeks, and looking forward to talking to you again next Wednesday.
Absolutely, and ditto in regards to the same sentence for me, Tasha. You know, you and I together doing it. What we do is thing that I'm you know, I can't live without it anymore. So we can't go too long in between time, but as long as we get on, it takes care of the fix.
Amen. Awesome. Well, thank you all to our callers and listeners. We appreciate you again. We're blogtalkradio.com/live-love-laugh. You can also call us online, 323-642-1299. We broadcast every Tuesday from 12 to 1, except next week we're going to broadcast on Wednesday from 12 to 1, November 9th, and we're going to have a post-election What Up Wednesday show. All right? Have an awesome day, and we will talk next week. God bless you all.